We're looking at Acts 21, verses 7 through 9, and we have been tying that to 1 Corinthians 7, 25 through 31. In our texts in Acts, Luke says to us, "We reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip the evangelist, one of the seven, and he had four unmarried daughters who prophesied." Now, over in 1 Corinthians 7, we're looking at Paul's advice to unmarried women, women who have never been married. And one of the things he says is, "What I mean, brothers and sisters, is that the time is short." He goes on to say, "Those who use the things of this world should behave as those who are not engrossed in them, for this world in its present form is passing away." So we have been comparing these two passages to try to understand what's happening at Philip's house with four unmarried daughters who all seem to be operating in the gifts of prophecy. So in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul makes it clear that he's not relaying any commands from Christ, but that he's offering what he believes is godly advice. So in this passage, we learned that young Christian women were choosing to remain unmarried so that they could devote themselves more fully to the work of the gospel. They were not nuns, as we are prone to imagine. They still lived at home under their parents' authority. Now, this was purely voluntary. The scripture gives no commands to this effect, and Jesus never gave any directions about this either. We know that in both the Old and New Testament, marriage was the normal expectation. Jesus refers to this when he quotes the Torah's statement that God created male and female, and that a man should leave his parents and be joined to his wife. You can find that in Matthew 19. In the case of Philip the evangelist's daughters, they chose to remain virgins to serve the Lord without being restricted by the inevitable responsibilities and duties of marriage. We might describe their commitment as exceptional, since Jewish society considered marriage to be a sacred duty. In fact, the common view was that anyone who remained single after the marriageable age failed to complete one of life's main purposes. The rabbis declared that a man who did not have a wife, quote, diminished the image of God in the world. So now this helps us to understand why it was an unusual choice for Jewish men and women to remain unmarried in the first century. It also shed light on why Paul gives this advice to younger widows in 1 Timothy 5:14 when he says, "I advise these younger widows to marry again, have children, and take care of their own homes." So now we can see the relationship between Philip's daughters being unmarried virgins, remaining unmarried so that they could be unfettered in their ministries, while at the same time understanding why Paul is giving this advice in 1 Corinthians 7 about men and women who remain unmarried. So it was the normal process in the first century that Jewish people and Messianic Jewish people would be expected to get married and have children. But there are exceptions to the rules for those who decided to remain single in order to give themselves more fully to the ministry. We'll see more about Philip's daughters next time on Verse by Verse.